Peter, the curtain about to close on the Season 4 Institute. One game left. The championship, of course, goes into that split a few weeks back. But you're certainly finishing the season on a high. You've had some great form of late with several wins. So good to have that momentum, and it augurs well, I suspect, for the future.
Well, let's hope so. But as you say, we've had a really good run since January. We've become a lot more consistent in our play and results-wise. So, yeah, if the season was to start in January, we'd probably be sitting up around second or third. But unfortunately, it didn't. But no, again, it's good, as you say, to finish the season strong. Unfortunately, as you say, there was a split in the season. But on points, we could probably finish the season maybe fourth if we weren't sitting in second or seventh in the split now at the moment. But again, good end of the season now with just one game to go.
And as you reflect on the season and the fact that you've done well in recent weeks, was it a case of sort of the team just taking time to build and gel and just get a little bit of pattern to the play?
I think there's a bit of that as well. At the start of the season, when I came in around last May, June time, there was 14 or 15 players who had left in the aftermath of Kevin Deary going to Corain, and a lot of players were unsure of their futures and stuff, so a lot of them signed elsewhere with different clubs, Lima Valley, Port Stewart, Strabane, etc. So a good few left. So we really had to assemble a new squad, and we've had a few loanees come in as well. So again, you're trying to fit players on the systems and get them to play with strangers, basically, you know, and it takes time. And I think even we made one or two more additions in January, and we got one or two players back from long-term injuries. So it all sort of came together then around January onwards, and everyone sort of knew the roles and stuff like that. And I think it's just everything sort of started to fit, and people sort of understood then their roles within the team and stuff like that. So we just become a lot more consistent in our play, and that was shown in the results we got.
Now, your near neighbours, Limavady United, it's been a great season for them. They have won the championship. They're getting promoted. Just how big a step up, how big is that gulf between the championship and the premiership in the north? Is it similar to the League of Ireland, would you say, that the jump from First Division to the top flight in the Airtricity League?
I would say so. And again, a lot of it is to do with finance as well, in terms of what clubs can afford. There's a lot of clubs now in the Premier League who are full-time. And the bottom rung of the teams in the Premiership are probably all still part-time or of a hybrid model. And the Championship is obviously completely all part-time. So it is a massive step up. But again, Limavady now, to be fair, were back financially, and they were making a play for the Premiership and promotion and that. So they have a good squad, a good experienced squad as well. A few players with Premiership experience, which will help them. I'm sure they're probably going to look to add to that squad that's already going up. But there's definitely a step up.
Now, you have just one game left. Are you thinking ahead for next season at this stage, or is it a case of get this weekend over and then sort of sit down and really assess where you are?
No, we've been probably already been thinking about next season for the last number of weeks. And looking at players available and things like that, and maybe areas where we can improve upon. I've already been chatting to players about next season. So again, it's just an ongoing thing whereby I think every manager is the same. You're always looking to improve your squad or better your squad, but having to do that within the finances of the club. So, but again, yeah, we're looking to improve and sort of kick on. We want to finish the season as high as possible and take that sort of consistency we've developed over the last sort of few months and the next season.
And would most of your players be on contracts that conclude at the end of the season, or are there a few that you know for sure are going to be there for next year?
Yeah, well, the vast majority of the squad will be up at the end of this year. But again, now we have re-signed a few on two-year deals or more, because I think that's important that the club now with the players. The players need to have that consistency as well, knowing that they're going to be there at the club, and the club will know that the players will be there the season after next as well. They keep that continuity too in the group with your better players. You obviously want to keep them there for as long as you can.
Now, the Player Fit Championship, very competitive, and next season there's going to be a little bit of tinkering because there's going to be a number of teams coming up from the Premier Intermediate. So just explain to our listeners who wouldn't be familiar maybe with it, just the format for the Championship next year in the North.
Yeah, well, NIFL have decided now the Intermediate League, which would be like the third tier now at the moment, there's going to be four teams being promoted up till next year. So that will give us then a 16-team championship. So I think we'll all play each other, it's either twice or three times. I don't think they have confirmed that yet. But that's sort of on the periphery. And it means then the likes of Moyola, who probably are favourites to come up now, and Strabane will be in there on the mix. Derek Vier is still on outside chance of getting promoted as well, and Newry Town as well is one of the teams probably going to come up too. So it's going to be four good teams coming up, and it's going to make it even more competitive next year.
And tell me, what's the latest for Institute with regard to ground development and the plans that the club has? Where are we at?
Well, at the moment we're using Moyola's pitch and Castle Dawson there, because obviously the Brandywell is unavailable at the moment. But once the Brandywell, the new pitch is sown and stuff, and the grass pitch is ready, then Derry will move back onto that. And then once our season then starts again, come around August or time, then we'll be back in the Brandywell ourselves for the new season. In terms of the new stadium, there's nothing on the offering at the moment. I know the club are working away in the background, exploring other avenues to the, when they get turned down for the funding from NIFL and the government. They explore other avenues now at the moment, and they're hopeful that something will be announced in the next year or two.
And overall, Peter, the club, as you reflect on this season, are you happy enough looking at where you stand now and the progress that's been made, and are you hopeful that you can kick on and maybe really challenge for promotion next season?
Yeah, well, it's been a challenging season, as I say, coming in with, and then so many players going out the door, and obviously myself, it was the first time experiencing managing in the Championship, so it was definitely a good year to sort of find your feet, and even just to get to know the different grounds and the different personnel and players and management from the various other teams and stuff like that. It was a baptism of fire at the start, but again, you know, over the season then you've learned sort of who you're up against and their systems and their players and things like that. So next season now we'll be much better prepared, and as I say, we'll hopefully have a bit more continuity in our squad as well, and hopefully then we can add the us. As I say, we're finishing the season strong, so we'd like to take that hopefully into next year.